from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Red Sox Review. Welcome to Fenway Park. Welcome back to Red Sox Review. Welcome back to Fenway Park. Welcome to a win. 9-3 tonight. Red Sox 9, Philadelphia Phillies, National League leading. Philadelphia Phillies 3. Win tonight. Series win. Tanner Houck gets another win. Offense great. It is sunshine and rainbows right now, 10:31 on your Thursday night, with you till 11 here on Red Sox Review. Yankees coming to town this weekend. There is just a big, big feel to this right now for your Boston Red Sox, and a big win tonight, and a big series win tonight. And after, and you've lived it with us, we've been on the air every night about what this felt like about this team over the weekend in Chicago after Friday and after Saturday. And you're sitting here and you're staring down this week, and you're staring down the best team in the National League, followed by the best team in the American League, the two best teams in baseball. And you're sitting here with your head in your hands saying, this is the moment. This is when the train goes off the tracks. This is it. Nope. Not what happened over the last 48 hours. You lose the opener against Kyle Schwarber, mostly, and you win last night, and you win tonight. It's Red Sox Review. It's live with you from Fenway. Nico Manganiello is back inside the flagship. Cooper Boardman here with you, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. And Nico, you and I were living it last week, and we're living it again here. This is pretty darn good over the last couple of days.
We're getting lucky here. It feels like it's bound to come to end here. Like, I don't want to get my hopes up.
Oh, no!
I just feel, with the Yankees coming to town, I don't feel good about it.
Just show up and punch us in the face.
I'm sorry, Cooper. I feel like the rug's going to get pulled from underneath us real fast here, and it probably starts tomorrow. I'm happy that they beat the Phillies in the series. I'm really shocked by it, to be honest. I thought they'd be lucky if they got one game, and to win the series 2-1, it's really surprising.
I look at it off of Chicago and with New York coming, that the last 2 days, and it will be a short-lived biggest 48 hours of the season, because from this point on it will get more and more important, but I would argue that the last 2 days have been the most important 2 days of the Red Sox season. I mean, you think about where you sit right now, 35-34, right around 500, because that is, there's like a magnet to 500 that they have been living at, but it could have been three games below going into this Yankees series, and who knows what that's going to be like. And instead, after going down early yesterday, they smash their way back. They win that game tonight on a night where they show something tonight, and this is the number one thing. We're about to hear from Alex Cora, and I'm going to bet some good money that he's going to say something similar. What the Red Sox did tonight is something that they have rarely done all year long, which is they had an elite pitcher on the other side, and they hit that elite pitcher. And not just one big swing from Raffy or Duran or Willy Abreu when he was healthy, or Tristan Casas when he was healthy. They hit this dude. Seydon Rafaela hit him. David Hamilton hit him. And Manuel Valdez hit him. And this young lineup that has lived on the brink of inconsistency, maddeningly so, over the last month to 2 months, comes out tonight and shows the beautiful side of inconsistency, which is, for the first time, a positive against this guy, against Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola, for just the second time in his life, gives up 8 runs. For the second time in his life, gives up 11 hits. They did not get him through the fourth inning of this game. The Red Sox hit him around, they slug big time, and they beat an elite pitcher for one of the first times in a long time. They come in with losses against Corbin Burns and Imanaga and Lopez and Sale and Jack Flaherty a couple of weeks ago. And really, you go up and down. They beat Luis Castillo on opening night in Seattle, who did not have his good stuff early in the season. They beat Logan Webb of the Giants on April 30th here at Fenway Park, that shutout win in what I think was a day game. And tonight, other than those two, that's it against elite pitchers this year in terms of wins and those pitchers taking the loss. And tonight, they add another one to the total. And they did it in such a different way. You know, they've done it with long balls against guys like this, you know, occasionally from Tyler O'Neill. And they do get one of those tonight. And that was obviously, not to understate that, you know, that's a big 3 runs to put this game out of reach. But the fact that Valdez doubles in this game, Reese McGuire doubles in this game, Dominic Smith with an RBI single, and then Jaron Duran doing what Jaron Duran does. They do something tonight. You know, you're a Red Sox fan. You're looking for some semblance of hope. You're looking for, you know, something joyful going into this weekend. You're looking for, hey, is this team moving in the right direction? Not are they a playoff team necessarily. Not are they a world-beating team, you know, but against an elite pitcher and an elite team on the other side, they showed something tonight that they have not yet shown and been capable of showing this year, and that has to give you a lot of hope. It has to. And I would imagine it gives Alex Cora some hope as well. So he's talking right now. Let's get you there. Again, Red Sox Review live with you. We're with you until 11. We'll talk to you as well. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Text line is at 37937. But Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, his team just beat the Phillies tonight, beat the Phillies in a series as well. And he stands by here at Fenway Park, the manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Play well, man. We play well. We have a good team, and we're going to lose some games, and we're going to win some games, you know? And I know everybody thought that the must win was Sunday in Chicago because they had the worst record in baseball. We don't see it that way. You know, we show up every day, and we work hard. And like I said, sometimes it's going to be good, sometimes it's going to be great, and sometimes we're going to struggle because that's who we are. And we have accepted that as a team, and we're going to show up every day and try to kick your ass. That's the bottom line. And sometimes we will, and sometimes they'll kick our ass. That's the bottom line.
How is it to see O'Neill?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting healthier. We are. You know, the Yoshida bat, O'Neill, hopefully Willie by next week. You know, it's a good lineup, you know, and Connor didn't play. So we believe there's more here offensively. We're very dynamic. We're going to put pressure on the opposition. And, you know, Valdi swinging the back grade, Hammy, Jaron. So, you know, I think lefties were hitting like 160 against that guy. And we crushed him tonight. You know, we did a good job. So, you know, it's a good lineup. You know, it's deep. And hopefully it gets better in a few weeks.
Nola's curveball in particular is pretty stealthy. Seems like you guys.
Yeah, I don't think it was good today. He went to a changeup after that, used his fastball a little bit more. He threw a good one to Hammy on a 3-2 count. But then after that, I don't think he had a feel for it, and we put some good swings on it.
When Tyler is out, you talked about before, what type of at-bat does he bring to him?
What do you do? I mean, he controls the strikes when he's going to take his walk, and he's going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's a dynamic player. That play he made down the line, that was a good play. We just got to keep him healthy. That's the most important thing.
We don't, to be honest with you, I
read it in game notes, and I'm like, oh, shoot, we haven't beat these teams, whatever. I think Milwaukee came here. We played well. You know, against these guys, we were good. And one bad inning here, one bad inning there, one defensive play, you know, and then changes the course of the series, right? And, yeah, we have to play better against them, especially in the division, right? Baltimore, they beat us twice already.
You know, we get New York this weekend. We got to Toronto. So now we're going to start playing the division. And, you know, it's going to be fun, you know. But we don't get caught up on that stuff, you know. Like, at this level, I do believe any given night, that guy on the mound can make a difference, you know, throwing 96, 97. And then the bullpens are outstanding. So just got to stay humble and keep playing and then see where it takes us. It's important. It's important. Today he was okay. He was okay. You know, the infield hit, the hit by pitch, and then Kyle got a slide in the zone and put a good swing on it. But you know, in a grinder, right, in a bad outing or whatever you want to call it, where his stuff wasn't as sharp, he goes six against a great offensive team. So it's a good feeling. We were talking before the game, you know, you show up to the ballpark, he's Tanner on the mound, we got a pretty good chance to win it. But that's the same way with Bello tomorrow, Chris Will, with all these guys, you know, like we do believe they can go five, you know, at least five, and give us a chance to win.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, talking post-game after a big win over the Phillies 9-3. The final Red Sox review live from Fenway Park. I'm Cooper Boardman. Nico Manganiello is back inside the flagship. 617-777-9793-7. 617-779-7937. And he's right there, just that last thing, you know, about you show up to the ballpark and you feel like these guys are giving you a chance to win. You know, the team ERA is 3.43. Beyond any underlying stuff, beyond any, you know, any of the metrics, and they're very good on both the starting and relief side, but they have a 3.43 ERA. This team scores four runs a night, five runs a night. They really, you know, they have a better chance to win than most teams at five runs a night or four runs a night. And they've, you know, and then when you pass the test with flying colors, as they have over the last 48 hours, at eight yesterday and nine more tonight, you know, they feel like they're unbeatable. Which, of course, is not always the case, but it's been a lot of fun to just enjoy the last 48 hours. All right, I got to get a quick break. I see the calls. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back. We will revel in all of this, and then we'll get ready together for the weekend. Brace yourself. It's coming. All right, 617-779-7937. Back in a moment. It's Red Sox Review live on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
The next one is driven high and deep in the left field. The DraftKings sign, a three-run homer for Tyler O'Neill, and the Red Sox have broken it open. It is 8-3 Boston.
Big swing, big man, big swing. Tyler O'Neill blow this game wide open, don't you? Fourth inning. Big swing, right? I mean, you know, you're talking about the Phillies get right back into this, make it a one-run game, and Tyler takes his biceps and does that, makes it 8-3. They'd add one more, and they win the game 9-3. They win the series over the Philadelphia Phillies. Cooper Boardman back with you on Red Sox Review. That highlight comes to you from the Nissan postgame show. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Wrapping it up with you till 11 o'clock. You want to talk? Let's get it. Get the calls in now. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. 37937. If you would rather text in your thoughts. And man, just awesome. Awesome couple of days here. Big couple of days. You know, you talk about 77 days since this season started, 69 games since this season started, and it is really, you could argue, the biggest 48 hours of the season with where they were off the split in Chicago, with the teams coming into Fenway Park, you know, the best team in the National League and the Phillies, and the Yankees obviously looming on the weekend here at Fenway. I mean, you know, these are, they're not have to have games because it's June, but they feel that way. And you want to be, you know, you want to be living around 500 or above 500. And they've continued to do it. And it was a joy here. This was a fun place to be tonight. And again, big win, 35-34 is the record, and the win over the Phillies. All right, let's get to the phone line, 617-779-7937. And we will kick it off with Andrew, who's here at Fenway tonight. Andrew, welcome to Red Sox Review.
Hey, what's going on? I came tonight to see a pitcher's duel with two great pitchers and to see Bryce Harper play baseball. Harper had maybe the dinkiest hit of the night, and Aaron Nola sucked, but Tanner Houck is fantastic. That Red Sox lineup was something I haven't seen all season. O'Neill's home run was an absolute rocket. All in all, a great night. But, yeah, I was hoping to see a little bit more of a pitcher's duel with those two great guys, which kind of sucked, but whatever. Sox won.
Yeah. You know what, Andrew? Thanks for the call. We'll take the result, right? And this is baseball. You show up, you expect, you know, Tanner Houck to be unbelievable, and you expect Aaron Nola, who has largely been, you know, his ERA was in the twos coming into the night, and he gets knocked around. This is what happens. But, you know, I'll say this about Tanner, and I know he didn't give you, you know, the complete game shutout, you know, that you know, we've seen from him once this year, and he didn't even give you seven innings of one or two run ball, which we've seen a number of times this year. But I thought he was really good. Like, he gives up eight hits, but seven of them are singles. He works around trouble a lot tonight, and he gets you six innings of three run ball against a great lineup without his best stuff. You know, this is a night, you know, this is what's going to happen. Sometimes you wake up and you don't have your best stuff. Just like you go to work, some days you're tired or you're less productive or whatever. And some days you're standing out on the mound and 34,000 people are watching you and you cannot throw the pitches the way that you know that you can at your best. And you have Kyle Schwarber and you have Bryce Harper and you have Nick Castellanos standing in the box and you have to find a way to get them out. And most of the night, outside of a bad 3-1 slider to Kyle Schwarber in the fourth inning of this game, Tanner Houck did that, and he's done that all year long. Fun stuff. All right, let's keep it on rolling here on the phone lines. Wally in Fall River, welcome back to Red Sox Review.
What's up, Coop? It's going to be very interesting these next 6 weeks before the deadline with Craig Breslow is. But like you said, you go to Chicago, you split against a lousy team, you're waiting for the roof to fall in on you, and like Patrick Swayze said in Roadhouse, expect the unexpected. You lose the first game to the Phillies, and every, you know, you're waiting for the ship to sink, but they come back a little. But as far as Craig Breslow, if this team is four games above 500 at the break, I mean, he can do some moves now, maybe. Just has to make a few phone calls. But it's going to be interesting what he does. Like I said, there's going to be guys that you need a right-handed hitter. We know that. I would keep Hamilton at short. Keep, Valdez at second. But as far as pitching, maybe, like I said, as long as he goes after a healthy player, not something, you know, we don't want any retreads or ruptured ducts. It's going to be interesting to see who he goes after.
No doubt. And Wally, thanks for the call, as always. I mean, you said four over. I think that if it's four over, you have to buy. I mean, this team has been the high water mark of the team is five over. On May 1st, they were 18-13. That is the highest mark. They have been two below. That is the furthest they've gone down, which I think does speak to a level of, you know, this team is you know, they're not climbing out of holes. They're just living around 500. They were 22-24 on May 18th. If you're four over at the deadline or in the neighborhood of it, I think you got to live in a world where you're making a playoff push in some way. And again, they're not in a situation right here where they're going to buy the world, I think. But I agree with you, right? We know that the right-handed bat is a thing. We know that, you know, they need offense. Shoot, I was sitting there, and this is not a guy that's going to be available on the trade market. I was watching Teoscar Hernandez destroy the Yankees over the weekend and thinking about, like, oh, what could have been? And they just couldn't make it work. All right, let's keep it on going. Phone lines with Carl. Carl in Westfield. Carl, welcome to Red Sox Review.
Cooper, what a great time it is to be in Boston. And hey, I got a quick question. While we sit on the bridge of a sweep into a new dynasty, you said, I heard someone say, this is where your expertise fixes my Carlheimer's, which is the Carlito way intermittent memory, because I only hear, I don't see well.
Sure.
So I heard Tanner did something Pedro did once and Clemens did five times. So whatever that is, you can tell me in an elite league. And my question is obvious. When you give eight hits and seven of them are singles, what is it? His stuff is so wicked. If you do make contact, you're not even getting out of the infield. Seven
yeah.
singles. What's
yeah,
going
exactly.
on
there? So he's got so Tanner is in ground ball rate, like just the rate of ground balls. He is top five in baseball. And if you hit a ground ball, it's hard to hit a ground ball for a double. It's hard to hit it for a triple. And as we know, it's pretty much impossible to hit a home run.
Yes, sir. I can imagine. It's amazing the way they can control the ball. And remember, the issue with the intermittent performances, think, if the White Sox hadn't lost 14 in a row, they weren't wounded animals, you can't keep winning that many games. So that was an interesting, like you said, Wally said, a juxtaposition where it appears one way, and it's not the screen door submarine. Our team has real potential, and people keep forgetting, this is without our star shortstop. It's a new group they brought together. They're 500, but with moments where we just dominate, like, knocking the crud out of the best pitcher in their league and the number one team tonight, that was a nice statement maker. You know, people are nervous that the Red Sox stay real healthy and get better and other teams don't. You'd be surprised what can happen in 70 games.
Yeah, no doubt. And Carl, thank you so much for the call and thanks for your thoughts. I agree with you. I can't sit here and say the world's going to, you know, like they're going to be the most unbelievable baseball team or whatever, but this team, you know, people want to talk about last year versus this year. This team is much better than it was a year ago for a bevy of reasons. All right, one last call. I got like 30 seconds here. Mike in Plymouth. Mike, you got to go fast, but welcome to Red Sox Review.
I got to be quick. Come on, man. I got a huge thing here to say.
Let's go. You already wasted time.
The John Henry's comments earlier, you know, on the Financial Times, that's what still concerns me about this whole thing. The whole thing, you talk about the trade deadline, they're not going to invest in this team. There's no way he wants to invest in this team. There's no way he's going to instruct Breslow to invest in this team. It has been that way since they got rid of Dombrowski, and that's going to be the way it is between Heim Bloom, Breslow, and potentially whoever they bring in next. We need to enjoy the Celtics and whatever other team we got because it's not happening with this.
Mike, well done. Well done. You got it in under 30. There's like not enough time to go through all that. I understand it. I get it. Your feelings are valid. Like that, I totally understand it. But I'll say this, just listening to Alex Cora and talking to these players over the last 48, 72 hours, they're not living in that world. And so I'm going to sit back and enjoy a night like tonight. And, you know, the future is the future. All right, that music means we got to get out of here. That is it. Thank you for all the calls, Mike. Thank you. Call back this weekend. We can have a long conversation about it. But for tonight, a good night for the Red Sox, a win. And we remind you as well, 5:30 on your pregame, 6:30 on your game tomorrow, earlier start with all the changes. All right, that's it for us. Big thanks to Nico Manganiello back inside the flagship. I'm Cooper Boardman saying so long for tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's been Red Sox Review on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.